Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All righty. Well, hey, everybody. This is Jesus. We are doing like a little lightning hockey podcast, and I got my friend Tyler over here.
What's going on?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good, good. So, let me turn you up a little bit.
All right.
Turn myself up. We can, yeah. Yeah. It needs to go to the right a little bit.
Talking about the camera?
Yeah.
I don't even see it. Where the hell's it?
Should be
oh,
right
there
above
it is.
You.
Okay.
Is it this one?
Yeah, yeah, I see it there. Do I need to just scoot over or something?
There you go.
All right.
Oh, oh, other way. You had it the first time.
Did it change?
There you go. Yeah, yeah, we're fine.
All right, cool.
All right. Thank you. All righty. Well, this is my first time doing this, so it, who knows how this is going to go, but Tyler and I and my girlfriend Ace, we thought about doing this podcast, and you know we're all big fans of Lightning. Actually, the three of us went Tuesday night to the Lightning and Hurricanes game, and thanks to you, Tyler, you let us come with you to the games and sit in the Chase Club with you, so we really appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it. It's been a lot of fun, and I know we've been talking about doing this podcast for a while and how we'd start it when, you know, we'd go to a game and they'd win, but they've kind of gotten off to a slow start this year, so we couldn't wait forever, so
yeah,
this is a good time to start, I guess.
I know, and we went to the, what was the last game we went to? The Panther game, right?
You're talking about a couple days ago?
Before the Carolina game, the three of us went to the Camp Panthers game when we lost, right?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah, we were planning on doing it then, and we're like, well, I don't know, they just lost, so we're like, well, maybe when they win, but Dad's like, well, you guys need to start it anyways, no matter if they win or lose, so we're like, well, we'll give it a shot. But, so Tyler and I have the highlights pulled up right here.
There you go.
From Tuesday night's loss in overtime, unfortunately, and I guess one of the big headlines out of that game is Chernak is gone for at least a couple weeks.
And that's another right-handed shot out of the lineup.
Exactly.
So we'll see if, did Schuster end up getting called up? I know he just got sent down to Syracuse.
He got sent back down.
Okay, he got sent back down.
Yeah, because Sergachev, he's done with his suspension. So he's coming back for Saturday's game. So he's back in the lineup, but they sent Chernak. Oh, sorry, Cernak's injured, and they sent Schuster back down because Bogosian should be ready to go any game now.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing on Twitter.
So Stamkos got his seventh goal of the season to put us up 1-0. And, you know, I thought the Lightning looked okay. They weren't spectacular, but I didn't think the Hurricanes had much going on for them either until that last power play with like 3 or 4 minutes left in the game. Which I didn't agree with the call because Stamkos got shoved into the goalie, and that led to a Hurricane power play, which they end up scoring on. And then the funniest thing about that is they went to overtime, and the Carolina scores, and then it gets called back.
Yeah, and then we end up leaving, and then we're busting ass to get back to the or we're hauling ass to get back to the seats. After they waved the goal off, I feel like quite a few people left the stadium, but we were able to. Be able to run back.
I know we were walking out the arena after it was over with, and everybody's like, "Well, who all left?" And everybody was like screaming and hollering because, you know, everybody thought it was over with, and so we did too. But I heard the goal. The referee called the goal back, and we're like, "Oh, we got to get back."
Yeah.
You know, I thought, well, maybe the Lightning would win, but no, they did not win. It got our hopes up for nothing, I guess. So, Kara, you're going to the game on Saturday, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. So, I won't be there. I'll be racing at East Bay, but after that, they play the Islanders on Monday, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. So, Bogosian
up there, right?
What? Oh, yeah. Bogosian should be coming back. I believe they had him announced coming back for either Saturday's game or Monday's game. And also Tkachuk is skating back in regular jersey, so he should be back going again soon. I think one of the biggest struggling points for Lightning right now is their power play, because nobody can get the puck in the back of the net, it seems like, during the power play.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right, and that's one thing that they've struggled with all year. I know Stammer's the only one that that scored in the game against Carolina, the last game. He's really gotten off to a hot start this year, and honestly, I'm a little surprised by Braden Point's lack of scoring. Stammer's definitely stepped up big time, though, but I'm sure Point will be able to get it going soon, at least I would hope.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's been okay. He hasn't been the playoff Pointer we saw the last 2 years, but we just started the season where I think we're 12, 13 games in, so I wouldn't panic too much about it yet. But
right.
I'm glad to see Stamkos getting to a hot start, because, you know, he had the surgeries the last couple of years and he's kind of got off to a slow start. He was okay in the playoffs last year, I thought, but, I think Pointer will definitely step it up come playoff time. And hopefully, you know, by the time that happens, Cooch is back going 100% again.
Yeah, I mean, Cooch should be back way before the playoffs. I know a lot of people are thinking that he'll be able to play in the Olympics. We'll see. I don't know if he'll be back by then, but, he very well could be, and I hope he does, because it would suck for him to be able to miss out on that.
Mm-hmm. And I know myself and you, we're going to the Nashville game,
yeah,
the outdoor game, the Stadium Series game.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be the Lightning's first outdoor game. Not a Winter Classic yet, but Stadium Series is still pretty cool.
Yeah, I've never been to a Stadium Series game. Actually, I've only ever seen a hockey game at Amalie Arena, so I think that'll be a fun trip to go to and fun experience. Because you've been to Winter Classic games before, right?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them. I went to the Penguins and Buffalo game in 2008, and then I saw the Penguins and the Blackhawks in the Penguins and the Capitals in 2011, and that was at Heinz Field.
Now, what stadiums have you been to, like, other than the, I know you've been to the Panthers and the Lightning and the Penguins, but what other arenas have you been to?
I've been to Amalie Arena, I've been to BB&T Center, PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, I've done a game in Toronto, I've also gone to the Rangers, the Islanders, the Sabres, and San Jose. I believe that's it.
That's cool, because I know you mentioned the other night of the game that you kind of wanted to go to every single arena.
Yeah, I have a few buddies that have done that, with the NFL teams and MLB, and that would be cool, but, I'd like to try to get out to all the different NHL stadiums sometime.
Yeah, I thought about doing that too, but it's just going to take a lot of time and a lot of money, so I'm like, well.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
So, I mean, it's something on my bucket list that I want to do before I get really old and can't do it anymore, but.
Right.
Now, a lot of people don't know this. Obviously, this is our first time doing this, but you are a big jersey collector.
Yeah. Yeah, that's to say the least. It's kind of gotten to the point to where it's a little overwhelming, to be honest. So I've actually considered liquidating some of them. We'll see. But
how many jerseys do you have total?
For game-worn Lightning jerseys, 150-something.
Wow.
I just always thought it was cool to be able to own, almost like a piece of the team. I just think that's the coolest thing, and to be able to photo match it to different moments in team history, to the different marks and repairs that are left on the jersey from play, it's pretty cool.
Now, another iconic thing that I think you have is the Marty St. Louis Game 6 overtime winning puck.
Yeah, the double OT goal puck.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I actually found that on eBay, a guy that bought it direct from Migray, and if you guys don't know what Migray is, it's a website and a company that has contracts with different NHL teams, NFL teams, and they get the jerseys as soon as they leave off the ice. They authenticate them. So that's where the puck came from, and I bought it from the guy that got it directly from them. But I think that's a pretty cool piece of Lightning history for sure.
Now, when did you start collecting jerseys and pucks and all that? Because I know, actually, you have a lot of sticks, too, that you, like, you don't even have much interest in them. Like, yeah. When did you start collecting all this stuff?
I had bought quite a few sticks from the equipment sale. Now, obviously, prices have changed quite a bit since the Lightning started selling their stuff. A lot of these sticks I bought, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago, when it didn't matter what player it was, what stick it was $50 across the board. So it's no paying $400 for a Vasilevskiy stick. That, you know, that's, it wasn't even anywhere near that. Everything was $50. So I bought what I could buy, and I have it all in storage. So I'm kind of just waiting to use that to either sell or trade it for something that I'd rather have. But I just got too much shit. I gotta start selling off some stuff. It's gotten a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Cause I bought one stick from the sale they had a couple months ago before the season started. And I'm like, man, this is really cool. And it was a Goodrow stick. I think it was a 125. And I'm like, man, this is really cool. And I'm like, well, I don't know where I'm going to put all this stuff, but, you know, at least it's cool to have one, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. And Goodrow's a great player, and he's definitely been missed on their third line this year for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think Goodrow and Yanni and Coleman are big pieces that are unfortunately aren't here anymore, because they were huge in the playoffs the last 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's just unfortunate how Yanni had to go, because he was brought up through our system, through Syracuse, and, you know, he was a young guy coming in the Lightning, undrafted, and it just sucks to see him go, because he was the heart and soul of the team. And even though when he was on that scoring drought two seasons ago before they won the first cup, he didn't score in like 30 games or something, and I was so mad at him, but I'm like, well, you know, he does a lot of other stuff that people don't appreciate, so it sucks to see him go.
Yeah, no doubt, and it's, you know, there's a lot of things that certain players do that don't end up making it on the score sheet that are just so important to your team. So even when he was going through that scoring drought, you know, he was still a vital piece of the team for sure, and, you know, hopefully he does well in Seattle.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with the Flames for Coleman and the Rangers for Goodrow and Seattle for Yanni, and all three of them have been doing very well, so I'm very happy for them, because they definitely deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I blame them either. They win back-to-back cups and then go get a big payday. So I'd probably honestly do the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like 27, 28, so they deserve a big contract after what they've done the last couple seasons, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, somebody that you've been a fan of for a while and somebody that I was a fan of, well, actually still am a fan of, but I started liking the guy when he went to Dallas 2 seasons ago, and that's Corey Perry. I'm a big fan of what he does for our team, and he's that guy that you hate to play against, but you love to have him on your team.
Yeah, he's just a physical, hard-nosed player. You know, some may call him dirty, and, you know, that might be justified, but I think he definitely adds an important aspect to the team for sure. I know Ace isn't exactly the biggest fan of him. I think that's only because we like him, but you know, Corey's been around for a long time. He's a veteran in the league. He won he's a former Stanley Cup winner, won one his rookie year in 2000. And what year was that? 2006?
Six. Seven. 2006, seven. Seven.
One, yep. One of those. It's been a while since he's gotten back, so hopefully he can, you know, win another championship. He's a back-to-back loser, so hopefully he finally gets it again this year.
I know, and it's got to be really uncomfortable walking in the Lightning locker room that first time walking, you know, walking against the guys you just played against in the final 2 times and you've lost.
And I mean, how awkward must it have been for him to skate out on banner night, seeing that banner go up with the rest of his, you know, with his new team. He's lost 2 cups in a row to them, and he's out there for the ceremony. So that must have been kind of weird.
Yeah, because you were a lot closer to all the players in the banner than I was, but I didn't even see him out there when they were doing that.
Yeah, he definitely skated out it. The video that got flagged on my YouTube channel, I had to take a second look at it to make sure, but he did come out.
Did he?
I'm still trying to figure out what happened the last game against Carolina, how he skated with the A and then came out for the game without it. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, I know, because you were talking about getting one of his jerseys, the pregame warm-up jersey.
Yeah, they're going to be auctioning. Well, they are auctioning now, the military night jerseys. So those go... I believe the proceeds go towards the Lightning Foundation.
Right, yeah. I remember them saying that. And I don't know. Perry's a veteran guy, but I kind of agree with you on Hedman having the A over him and McDonough.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Hedman's been here since 2009. He was drafted by the Lightning. He 110% deserves the A for sure. I know the Lightning like to rotate it in the past couple of years. They've switched between Killorn and Palat, McDonough, but I think Hedman definitely deserves a permanent A for sure.
I agree. And, you know, I don't know, this is not the most obvious thing, but I think McDonough is arguably right there with Hedman as our best pure defenseman in our team.
Yeah, no, and I definitely agree with you there. I mean, a former captain of the New York Rangers, he's not a rookie either. He's been in the league a long time, and he's definitely just as deserving to get an A as Hedman is. He's definitely a leader in the locker room for sure.
Now, what do you think? Obviously, we want to win three in a row, but
right.
What do you think we have to do to be able to do that? Because our third line, it seems like our bottom six is struggling right now. And some of our top six is struggling as well, because Point and Pilat are, you know, not scoring a lot right now.
But. Well, I think the biggest thing is just getting healthy. I mean, they've had guys in and out of the lineup so far in the season, and the season's practically just started. So, once we could start getting healthy, maybe get the power play going a little bit, I think the Lightning are going to be all right. I know there are a lot of fans that, you know, are already freaking out by the slow start, and, you know, they're not under 500. They've still played okay. Obviously not to the, the level of play that they probably have wanted to get off. They haven't started the way that they would want to, but I don't think there's any reason to worry. Once they get healthy, they'll pick it back up.
Yeah, and Kucherov being gone is a big part of that as well.
Yeah.
You know, after the Pittsburgh game, the opening night, I was like, man, this is kind of, I don't know, I kind of got worried a bit. And then we lost another game to Buffalo not long ago, and I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. That Pittsburgh game was great, and that's going to be the one time this year, well, I guess two times, they play the Penguins. I know this is a Lightning podcast, but I might have been there in my Penguins jersey. I've grown up as a Penguins fan. I've always loved the Lightning, though. But
yeah, because you're a season ticket member for the Lightning.
Yes.
Were you with the Penguins or no?
I was not, but I've been to, you know, plenty of Penguins games.
That's awesome. Now, whenever you said when the Penguins made the finals in 16 and 17, that you traveled to all of the home and away games, right?
Yeah, that was quite the experience. That that's something that I'll never forget, and one of the greatest trips I've ever taken.
Now, you haven't booked your hotel and your flight yet, have you?
I have not, and I know that I've been talking about that for the past month or so.
I know. I'm like, man, he's been saying this nonstop.
Yeah, I keep telling you damn near every week that I'm going to get stuff booked. And
I know.
I'm just going to stop telling you that until you finally do it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, thank you for everybody that's tuned in. This is our first time doing this, so it may not be the greatest thing in the world, but we're giving it a shot. You know, this is I'm not on the morning show a whole lot. You know, Dad slates me in here and there, but we're just trying to do something for you guys, try to put a little bit of content out for you guys, and try to just learn and have fun. That's all this is about. But I just want to thank you, 104 people that are on so far. So thank you for tuning in. But now, is there like a nickname or something you want to go by? Because it's kind of hard to, some people might get mixed up between us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, both of our names, we're both named Tyler. I've never had a nickname before, so I can't say I can think of anything off the top of my head, but.
Right, because they call me Jesus on the show, so we might as well just roll with Jesus and Tyler.
Yeah, I guess so, that works.
I mean, I don't know. But anyways, now the Lightning, when Dad had Pat Maroon on the show a couple weeks ago, he said he was a big part of having Corey Perry come in, and I like Maroon and all, but sometimes he gets really aggravating, because like when he gets on a breakaway, he tries to stick handle and do this and that, and it doesn't work out all the time.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it doesn't work out all the time for any player, but when you're a guy like Pat Maroon, and no offense to Pat, I think he's a great player, I love having him on the Lightning, but, you know, he's probably not the guy that you want to, you know, take off on a breakaway with a puck. I mean, chances are, he might not score. I'd rather have a guy out there like Stamkos, Point doing it. Doesn't always work out that way, but, Pat Maroon's not here to necessarily score. He brings other aspects
right
onto the ice.
You said Dad's calling in? Trying to? Well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to let him.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. high-interest credit cards, and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
I have no idea. Nobody taught me how to do this stuff.
I can't say I know. I've never done anything like this. So.
Lummy just showed me like earlier a couple of.
Wow, I think how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Little things to do, but I don't know how to answer the phone. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. He's calling me. Hello?
Am I on speaker?
Yes.
You ought to call this guy motherfucking Mr. Smooth is what you ought to call him.
Who's that, him?
Yeah, Johnny Smooth. He's smooth as shit. Just telling you guys need to do more stuff together. That guy knows his shit. I like him.
Appreciate it.
Are we doing okay? Because I feel like we're kind of...
No, you guys are doing good, and thank God for him, because he's keeping it moving along. Smooth,
now, I didn't know how to answer the phone, so I didn't know how to do that, so this is probably easier.
All right, well, that kid's a good kid. Hang on to him. Johnny Smooth, that's his new name. That's his name for me, Johnny Smooth.
Johnny Smooth.
All right, I guess that's it.
There you go. Dad likes it, so I guess that's all that matters.
I guess we're doing okay.
Yeah, he likes you, so that's good. All righty.
I know one thing going into this season was I was really interested to see what was going to happen with the Lightning's backup goalie situation. Obviously, Curtis McElhinney's not here anymore. I believe he retired, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And Brian Elliott is starting off in the preseason. I thought that he honestly got off to, he looked worse than McElhinney, and I thought McElhinney was absolutely horrible last season. So that'll be one interesting thing to keep an eye on this year is the backup goalie situation, because obviously Andrei Vasilevsky can't play in every game, and Brian Elliott hasn't been the best. I believe he has, what, one win so far this year? I could be wrong.
Yes, he won a game last week. I believe it was against, the Panthers. I don't know. He won a game last week, and I thought he looked okay. But...
Yeah, he looked all right, but for the past, I would say, 4 or 5 years, the Lightning really haven't had quality backup goaltending. I mean, between Louis Domingue, Curtis McElhinney, and Brian Elliott so far, you know, none of them have really necessarily done anything spectacular. Granted, they're not there to, but you just, you know, you got to play well enough to just not, you know, not lose.
Yeah. I mean, like, even if you are a backup goalie, I still think it's kind of hard to be in that position because you're not playing every single night. You're only playing,
right,
you know, one game out of 10 or something like that. So,
sure.
It's kind of hard. I mean, I do give them credit, though, because it's not the easiest position to be in either, because you're not playing a whole lot anyways.
Right.
You know, because we went, I think it was the Predators game that we all went to in the preseason. He let in like 7 goals, and we're like, oh my God, hopefully this doesn't continue on.
Yeah, he got lit up that game. And, you know, I know the one thing that you and I were talking about was hopefully that wasn't a start to what, you know, how we were going to see him play in the regular season. He hasn't been that bad, but he doesn't have to steal games either. He just has to be good enough to not lose.
Exactly. And Orton, he's not getting any help either from our offense.
Not this year so far.
No, the first couple games, these couple games we've been struggling, and Kucherov has a lot to do with that as well, I think.
Well, that and, you know, our defensive core has kind of been in and out. We've been missing pieces on the blue line, and, you know, that's definitely something that would also, play a factor into it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Bogosian, he's not the greatest guy, but he's definitely a piece that, you know, is kind of important. He's been gone since the first game.
Yeah.
So he should be back here soon.
And speaking of Bogosian, I feel bad for that guy. He's there for the first cup, ends up leaving, misses the back-to-back, and, you know, hopefully he can get another one with them this year. But, you know, that's got to really suck for him.
I know. I mean, he wanted to go back to Toronto and play up there where he's from with his family and all that. But, man, I wouldn't have left. I mean, I don't care who you are. If you have that shot to go back-to-back. And
not just that. It's not like, you know, Bogosian's going to be commanding some monster contract like a guy like Gaudreau or Coleman or Yanni Gord would get coming off of a back-to-back cup. So you would think a journeyman at this point in his career, some guy that's been around for so long would, you know, stick to maybe what's secure in terms of his career. And, you know, I would have probably done it, but, you know, he's back now, so.
I mean, because He got a contract for Toronto. It was like 1 year, $1 million. So it wasn't anything crazy.
Right. I mean, I'm honestly surprised Tampa didn't match that. And if they did, you know, and he didn't stay, that'd probably be a, you know, bad move on his part. But
I remember seeing something where they offered him more and he took less to go to Toronto just to play back home.
Yeah, just to lose in the first round.
I know, and blow a three game lead to Montreal.
Right.
That was terrible. That's kind of funny, though, because I don't like Toronto anyways.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever been a fan of them. I don't, honestly, I don't really care for too many of the Canadian hockey teams. I don't like the Oilers. I don't like the Flames, the Leafs, or the Canucks. I don't know. Just never liked them.
Actually, I'm only a fan of two teams, and that's Dallas and the Lightning. But, like, I'm a fan of players that are on different teams. Like, I told you, the guy that I would pick that I like the most on Carolina is Slavin.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said you don't like any of the Canadian teams. But, I mean, I'm not a fan of them either. But I like, obviously, Coleman, that's on the Flames.
Right.
And I like JT Miller, that's on Vancouver, because, you know, sure, he played for the Lightning for, I think, 2 seasons.
Yeah, I would have liked to see JT stick around a little bit longer. I thought that, you know, he was a great asset to the team.
I agree. I mean, he's putting up a lot of points in Vancouver, so I'm happy for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, that's at the time when Miller got traded, I'm like, well, I'd prefer him over Yanni, but I don't know. I don't know about that right now. They're kind of equal, I think.
I can't say I remember who they traded JT Miller for. Do you know off the top of your head?
I think it was just some picks, just to get rid of his salary, I believe.
Right. I think his contract might have been up after that season, and they would have lost him to free agency anyways.
And another guy I think that's probably going to be end up going is Palat this year.
Yeah, I know he was one of the players that were talked about in the offseason. Him and Killorn, you know, a lot of people thought that one of those two would be gone. It's nice that they were able to bring both of them back. Those are two guys that have come up through Syracuse and have made the big club and have stuck around here for a long time. I think both players have been here since 2012. So, you know, they've been with this organization for a long time. And, you know, it'd be unfortunate to see one of them go. But, you know, stuff like that just happens.
Yeah, because Palat, this is his last year on the deal.
Yeah.
And I think he's like $5.3 million. So the Lightning aren't going to be able to afford that. Plus, they got Braden Point's $9.5 kicking in next year. So cap's going to be an issue again next year, I think.
Yeah, unfortunately, and, you know, that's just one aspect of hockey. You know, players come and go. Obviously, you don't want to lose a guy like Palat, but, you know, what can you do?
I'm looking at this comment on chat, this guy named Andalay or whatever your name is, buddy. She's not feeling well, and she does not look like a dude, so you can go kick rocks. Somebody, you can time him out or something, because that's not cool.
I'd do it, but can't say I know how.
I know, so there's somebody mod in here somewhere, but that's not cool, dude. That's kind of messed up. She would be on here, but she's not feeling well, and she doesn't want to get too close to us to get sick. So that's the only reason why she's not on here. So that's there's no need to put that on there, man. That's kind of messed up. But another guy that I think that has some upside, but hasn't been performing the greatest this year is Ross Colton.
Yeah, Colton's definitely gotten off to a slow start. He had a great rookie year last year. I thought that, you know, definitely saw a lot of promise out of him, but I can't say I've seen him on the score sheet too much this season or really even noticed him a whole lot, to be honest.
I know. He's only scored one goal. He only has 1 point all year.
Yeah. I did want to answer one of these comments on here. Someone asked what I thought about Gino and Sid getting one more run at the cup. I don't know. I think the Penguins, I know this is totally off Lightning.
Go for it.
The team has definitely taken a step back from last season. They lost Brandon Tanev in the expansion draft, which I thought that was a complete mistake by exposing him. He should have definitely been someone that he's a guy you don't want to lose to the expansion draft. So that was unfortunate. Do I think the Penguins can make one more run? Honestly, I don't think so. They've been in the playoffs every year since 2006, I believe, Malkin's rookie year. But I think they'll make the playoffs. I can't see them getting, you know, much further than the first round, unfortunately.
Because their defense is probably the most, you know, struggling part of that team.
You have Chris Letang and Brian Dumoulin, who are two quality defensemen, but really their blue line's definitely struggling, and you get shaky goaltending out of Tristan Jarry and Casey DeSmith. So, you know, goaltending wins championships, and that's one thing that Tampa's done well. You know, you go from a guy like Ben Bishop, who provided them quality goaltending and got them the cup in 2015, and then, you know, passed the torch on Andre Vasilevsky, and everyone knows how that's worked out for them, obviously. You know, he's won a Conn Smythe. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won a Vezina. So, you know, he's worked out obviously really well for the Lightning. If you don't have good quality goaltending, you're just not going to win in this league.
No, and it helps to have a good backup as well. And the Lightning haven't been the best of getting a backup goalie, but I think when you just have a goaltender like Vazzy, you just ride with him, and he's going to play his heart out every game, and he's going to win you some games because he's probably the best goalie out there.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's pretty hard to dispute.
Now, I remember when the legendary Kucherov press conference. Remember when he was after they won the cup last year and he was cussing and all that stuff?
Yeah.
That was the best thing, the number one bullshit and all that.
Yeah, that's all I see on the Lightning Facebook pages now is people, you know, commenting that, and then obviously there's all the shirts that people have made up with that on it. But yeah, that was Kuch definitely has a good time after winning for sure.
Now that's probably like the most legendary interview in Lightning history, don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely up there, and I don't know if a guy parties harder than Kucherov after winning a championship, aside from maybe Alexander Ovechkin. I don't think that guy was sober one day after they won the cup.
Or Kuznetsov with those drugs.
Right.
That was funny.
Right.
Well, not funny, but that's just crazy. Because the NHL isn't, they don't get drug tested, do they?
I don't know how that works. I know they obviously do it in the NFL.
Right, because I know that's so strict with the NFL.
Right, there was one player, I don't remember who it was. I guess he went sleeveless for one of the games, and I guess he looked so jacked, they ended up doing a drug test on him.
I've always wondered about that, because how the drug policies are with all the different leagues and all that, but I guess we'll never know. I don't think the NHL announces that or anything like that.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that a little bit more. I can't say I know off the top of my head, but
now, whenever you go to Nashville, you're sitting in the lower bowl, right?
Yeah, I'm in the lower bowl. I think just about right at center ice.
What do you think? What are you going to do when you're up there? What day are you going up there?
Well, I know you're going to be up there for. I think you're going to be staying a little longer than I am, right? I was only planning on going up there for, you know, maybe two nights.
Yeah, I'm up there three nights.
Okay, I was going to get up there the day before the game, which I don't know what day that is off the top of my head, but going to be staying, you know, the night before, going and seeing the game, and then coming back the next morning.
Is anybody in chat going to the Nashville game in February for the Stadium Series game? I got lucky because his dad let me take off the Friday in February, so I got to thank him for that, for letting me do that. But I'm really looking forward to that. I've never seen a game outside of Amalie, so I think it's going to be a fun trip.
Yeah, it's definitely cool watching hockey outdoors. It's definitely a different experience than going to, you know, just say the, you know, Amalie Arena or, you know, really any other arena. It's pretty cool.
Now, why did you want to get season tickets in the Chase Club? Was it just because of the view?
You know what? There's not a bad view in Amalie Arena, I don't think. Whether you're sitting up in the 300s against, you know, the wall all the way up there, or whether you're on the glass or at center ice in the lower bowl, I think, you know, I don't think there's a bad view in the house. I like the perspective from where the Chase Club's at. I think I'm in club two, right?
Yes.
Club two. And obviously the food and the, you know, the drinks are nice, but I almost feel like I gotta, you know, I'm going to be a freaking alcoholic by the time the season's over, because I'm going to, you know, obviously I'm going to try to drink my money's worth.
Oh, so, yeah, you were getting after it the other night.
Yeah. Yeah. That was interesting getting back, but you know, I'm here. So.
Okay. So Ace is handing me her phone about the, they about the drug test thing, and for your first positive test is a 20-game suspension without pay. The second positive test is a 60-game suspension without pay, and the third positive test is a permanent suspension.
I feel like I don't see a whole lot of failed drug tests in the NHL.
I know the only one that I remember is Kuznetsov.
Yeah, and there's only been one player that's been banned from the NHL who actually played for the Tampa Bay Lightning. His name was Brant Myers. I think he failed four or five drug tests or something. They sent him to rehab a whole bunch of times. He put out a great book. I think it's called Painkiller. I would definitely, if you like hockey, I mean, I'm not a big reader myself, but it definitely had me hooked, and it's a great read for sure.
Out of all the jerseys that you have, what is like your most prized possession of the collection?
You know, that's pretty hard. There's quite a few of them I like. I have Dave Vanderchuk's White Road Stanley Cup Finals jersey. It was worn in games 3 and 4. That one's pretty cool. Braden Point's, what was it, the 5-overtime goal? Was it 5-overtime?
Yes, against Columbus.
Yep, against Columbus in the round-robin series. I have that jersey. Stamkos's retro reverse from this past season is pretty cool, I think. Kucherov's from the first cup win. I have that one, the blue one, and the white Stamkos from 15. There's quite a few, but I would say probably the Dave Vanderchuk Stanley Cup Finals.
You have other jerseys from that final, don't you? From 04?
Yeah, I think I have about 7 or 8. Off the top of my head, I know I have Dan Boyle, Corey Sarich, Corey Stillman, Digman. I have Brad Richards, and I think there's one or two others. I can't remember, but you know, whenever I can find them, I try to snatch them up.
Now, when you go to like the equipment sale,
yeah,
I remember you saying you got there like 5 a.m. the last time.
Yeah, I didn't get there quite that early. I was there pretty early, and it was just it was a clusterfuck, to be honest. There were guys that were getting there 4, 5, 6 hours early. I believe I got there 6 hours before it started. You know, it's just something you got to do to be able to, you know, get at some of the stuff first. But there was a huge line that was formed. And then maybe within 30 minutes before the equipment sale was supposed to open, there was another group of people that came and tried to form a different line. And there were people from both lines, you know, starting to get at each other, starting to yell at each other. A fight almost broke out. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous. But there was, you know, it wasn't organized at all. They just let the gates open and everyone kind of just run up the stairs. And honestly, someone could have probably gotten hurt trying to get in the arena for the equipment sale. I mean, these guys that are getting there 6 hours early aren't playing around, so...
How many equipment sales do they have a year? Just one?
Well, they stopped doing them for a couple of years because, you know, obviously of COVID, they didn't want people gathering like that and being in that small space to be able to shop for the game used equipment. But I believe they were doing 2 a year prior to COVID. I don't know if there's going to be another one this season, but we'll see.
Now, I remember you saying that Hobby Boulin is the one jersey in your collection that you absolutely want the most.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys overseas snatched up his jerseys. I feel like that's why you don't see him too often. And he's, you know, the main, you know, he's the last real key piece from that 04 Cup team that I'm missing. So hopefully I'll eventually be able to find one.
Now, kind of going off topic of the Lightning, but I remember you texting me on Friday or Saturday of last week and telling me you offered this guy a crazy amount of money for an Ovechkin jersey.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, some of these, I don't necessarily collect, you know, Alex Ovechkin's a great player. He's not my favorite player. I respect his talent, but, you know, some of this stuff is definitely a great investment. And, you know, I've done pretty well by buying and selling some of this stuff. And, you know, there's this old guy that paid just very, very little in comparison to what it would go for now. And, you know, I thought I made him a very fair offer. It didn't work out, but, you know, maybe he'll come back around. But that one that I sent you the link to, that rookie year jersey that he wore when he scored that crazy goal against the Coyotes.
Right.
That went for like over $100,000 at, I believe it sold through Golden Auctions. So, I mean, that's just absolutely insane. So, you know, if you can get something for a quarter of that price, obviously, you know, I'd try to hop all over that. I think it's a good investment.
Now, like, what are some websites or what kind of, like, Facebook groups or something like that do you go to find these jerseys at?
Well, there's a group that I admin. It's called, I think it's just called Tampa Bay Lightning Game Worn Jerseys and Equipment, something like that. But there's tons of groups dozens of groups on Facebook with thousands of members. There's actually conventions for these things across the U.S. There's one in New Jersey called the My Gray Expo that I went to prior to when COVID started. It's just really cool to be able to meet some of these guys that you talk to online and do trades with and buy from. And it's kind of cool to put a face to the name and to be able to actually get to interact with them in person is pretty cool.
Do they have any like conventions or anything like that around here?
No, I've talked to my buddy Joe, though, about possibly getting something started up. I think that'd be pretty pretty neat to have in, you know, the Tampa Bay area, but nothing as far as I know of.
Now, like, if there was a convention, would you, like, take some of your jerseys over there and, like, sell them, or are you, like, not selling yours at all, or just keeping them?
Not at the moment, but I definitely set up some kind of a display. That's kind of what they do at most of these conventions. There's plenty of stuff for sale, of course, but a lot of collectors bring out their stuff to display and to have out there for people to see. So,
all right, Dad's calling me again. Hello.
Hey, it's Bubba.
Hey.
Does Johnny Smooth know about prices on other stuff besides hockey stuff?
Somewhat.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tell Johnny Smooth I got Reggie White's last pants that he wore in the Pro Bowl 2000. Game worn, signed by Reggie with Corinthians 113. It was his last pair of Pro Bowl pants that he wore.
That's pretty cool, and I think something like that could definitely do very well at an auction house like Golden Auctions or Heritage Auctions for sure.
Don't you have Shaq's or no? It's Dwight Howard's final shoes, don't you?
Yeah, I got that, and I got a bunch of stuff. I should let Johnny Smooth look at my bullshit stuff.
Is that gonna be
his name that sticks? I kind of like it. What do you guys think?
Johnny Smooth?
I mean, I got nothing else, so I guess that's it for the moment.
He reminds me a little bit of Tara's husband, Tarek, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Where did Johnny Smooth go to college? Because he's very well spoken.
I actually didn't go to college.
Man, Tyler, I didn't know somebody so smart would hang out with your dumb ass.
I know.
All right, well, one of these days, maybe I can get Johnny Smooth to look at my stuff, and he can laugh at it.
Yeah, for sure. We'd love to take a look.
All right, bye, G. Bye, Johnny Smooth.
See ya.
Yep. Johnny Smooth.
All right, I guess that's it.
You like that name?
It's all right. It works.
Dad has nicknames for literally everybody on this planet. I don't know how he comes up with it, but
I don't know. I guess it could have been something a whole lot worse. So I'll take Johnny Smooth.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse, but Johnny Smooth seems pretty decent.
Right.
Yeah, Dad. He also has Dwight Howard's 2009.
I think. Yeah, they lost to the Lakers in the finals.
Yeah, he has his pair of shoes from the finals.
That's pretty cool. That's probably a pretty big shoe.
Oh, it's huge. It's like a size 17. 18.
Yeah, I can't say that would
fit. It's huge. I know he had a ton of jerseys at our old house. He had like a Brett Favre jersey. I don't know if it was game worn, but he definitely had a lot of football jerseys, but I don't know.
Yeah, Reggie White's Pro Bowl pants be pretty cool. I think of Reggie White as the greatest defensive player in NFL history. I really do. And it's a shame that he passed so soon.
Wait, he did pass?
Yeah, Reggie White's, he passed away, I think, in the early 2000s, I believe.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Now, you're also, you also go to every single Buccaneer game, don't you?
Yeah, my family's been Buccaneer season ticket holders since, you know, the old Sombrero days. So, you know, we've been going to Bucs games for a long time.
Were you, how old were you when they won back in 2002?
I would have been, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, but I'm not that much older.
Right.
I would have been like 7, maybe.
Do you remember that at all?
I wasn't at the game. My parents actually went out to San Diego for it, though. I do remember them going out to it, but, you know, I obviously, I was so young, I don't really remember watching the game.
I don't think he has a Geiger jersey. I don't know Dad having a lot of basketball stuff, but I know he has a lot of football stuff. But Dad actually does have a pair of Stephen Curry shoes. They're not game worn. They're just from Under Armour, but they are autographed.
That's cool.
Doesn't go for a whole lot, but
I bet you his signature probably commands a decent amount.
You think so?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's a great player.
They're like one of his first shoes for the Under Armour, but he got them a couple years ago.
Yeah, I bet you they'd probably they're probably worth a decent amount.
I don't know. He has a bunch of stuff too. He, you know, like you said, you'll have to come by one day and take a look at it.
Yeah, love to see it.
Now whenever you go to Lightning games,
yeah,
do you, like, you don't drink all the time, do you?
No, I mean, I try not to. Before we were, you know, trying to do the podcast, I didn't want to be, you know, so lit up that I wasn't, you know, being able to focus on what's going on so I would know what to talk about the next day.
Because I remember the, like, one of the last games that we went to, you said you weren't, but it's got to be hard, you know, not if you're an alcoholic, but, like, just in general, because to not eat at the Chase Club, because that's really all, you know, that's main, the whole thing there is food and drinks.
Sure. I mean, I'm not a drunk yet. We'll see how it goes by the end of the season, but... you know, that the one time I didn't have anything, I forgot my wallet in the car, so that didn't necessarily help either.
That's true. And Emily, their Chase Club is amazing. I don't know. I mean, you've been to other arenas and stuff like that, but I think Emily does a very good job with their Chase Club.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't say I've seen another in a different arena that's equivalent to it. It's pretty cool.
Now, do you plan on going to, like, any other arenas this year, other than Nashville, obviously, but any other arenas to see a game?
I go back to Pittsburgh sometimes to see the Penguins play at PP. They switched up the name not that long ago. PPG Paints Arena. I plan on maybe trying to go up there this year. I make the drive down to Sunrise quite often. I try to get down there a few times a year to see the Panthers play the Lightning and other teams. That's a pretty cool building, too. I like it quite a bit. It's not as nice as Amalie, but it's still pretty cool.
How far? It's only like 3 hours down there, isn't it?
It's about, I don't know. I don't know from Tampa. I just moved here. But from where I was coming from, it was like, I think it was a little over 4 hours or 4 hours. But that's not too bad.
No, that's not bad. Like, especially if, I mean, you went down there for the playoffs too, right? Last year?
Yeah, I did go down there for the playoff series against the Panthers.
And, like, how crazy was the atmosphere inside Amalie Arena when they won Game 5 against Montreal to win the Cup again?
Oh, I mean, it was great. You know, the first time that they've, you know, obviously, they didn't win it on home ice. They won it in the bubble the season prior. So, you know, it was just sweet to be able to finally win it at home in front of their fans. It was great. I got to say, though, for the Panthers fans that might be watching this channel, a lot of people talk a whole lot of shit about how the Florida Panthers don't have any fans and how the stadium's empty and this and that. No one cares about the Panthers. That playoff series against the Lightning was one of the most electric atmospheres I've ever been to in terms of any sporting event that I've attended. Panthers fans are definitely passionate, and I was definitely surprised. I was one of those guys that think that they couldn't fill the building either, but after going out there for the playoffs, they definitely changed my mind on that for sure.
Yeah, because every time, like, you see them play the Lightning on TV or something, or play in general, it doesn't look like there's anybody there, but in the playoffs, that was different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and, you know, I know this is totally off topic, this is going off to baseball, but obviously the Rays have been struggling with filling their, you know, ballpark. I always thought it would be interesting, or, you know, at least somewhat of a smart idea, to maybe put tarps on the upper deck with pictures of people printed on it, so it appears like the stadium's full. I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be the worst idea. They wouldn't look as bad on TV.
No, because, like, when you're at the Trop for a Rays game, like, you don't even notice it, really.
Yeah, no. Obviously, the visiting dugouts, above the visiting dugouts, always pretty packed with, you know, out-of-town fans, Red Sox, Yankees, but, you know, they've obviously struggled with attendance since their inception, really.
I saw Haas on Twitch, on the Twitch chat, said that they throw their plastic rats out there when you're at the Panthers game.
Yeah, yeah, they've been doing that since, I believe, 96 when they lost to the Avalanche in the finals. A player by the name of Scott Mellenby killed a rat in the locker room prior to, I believe, I don't know if it was a regular season game or playoff game. I guess he hit the rat with a stick and the rat died. And ever since then, that's kind of been their thing with tossing rats out on the ice. It's interesting, but pretty cool.
All right, we'll go back on the topic of the Lightning a little bit.
Yeah.
But I remember you telling me that you didn't think Victor Hedman played very good in his first year or two of the Lightning.
No, I really didn't. I don't know what words I can and can't say on air, but I thought Hedman was kind of a sissy, to be quite honest. His rookie year coming into the league obviously has grown into one of the best, if not the best, defensemen in the NHL. But I was not impressed with him in his rookie year in 09-10.
Now, we're kind of said the same thing about Kyle Foote, because he hasn't been the greatest player. I mean, he's still young. He's, you know, his second or third year in the league, but he hasn't looked too great either, though.
No, I believe this is Cal's... Last year was his rookie year, wasn't it? I believe this is his second year.
Yeah.
And Cal was obviously a highly touted prospect. I think he, at one point, and he might still be considered the Lightning's number one prospect, or at least he was coming out of Syracuse, you know, son of Adam Foote, the legendary NHL defenseman. He's in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, there's... Just off that alone, there's a lot of expectations for what he could and should be doing on the ice. And he's gotten off to a slow start, kind of like Hedman did his rookie year. But I think he'll grow into his own and be a great player, hopefully at least.
Now, do you think Kyle Foote is a bigger prospect more than Taylor Radish and Boris Kachuk?
Hey, I ain't let Johnny Smooth see my shit.
What's going on?
I got two things to show you, Johnny Smooth.
All right, let's see it. Larry Bird.
Retirement night.
Pretty cool.
And those are Reggie White's game worn.
I think he's the greatest defensive player in NFL history.
Those have to be worth a couple $1,000.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. For sure.
How about my guitar collection?
Oh yeah, your collection's crazy on that.
I probably have as good a guitar collection as you do. Lightning jersey collection.
Is that right?
You're going to take a look at it one of these days, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I just wanted to say hi. You guys are doing good.
You think so?
Well, yeah. You guys are doing good. As long as you guys got Johnny Smooth here.
We're keeping it together.
All righty.
See ya.
his dad's got, like, I would say around 100 guitars of, you know, AC/DC and
that's pretty
Metallica
cool.
That are autographed and have been used by them.
That's awesome.
And he's got, I don't even know, he's got hundreds of them. It's crazy.
Any of you guys play guitar?
No, not at all. Do you?
I can play a little bit, but, you know, I'm not Slash or anything like that.
Big Red, the best guitar, B.B. King. I believe is what he says his best one is. Correct. Yeah, he's got, I don't even know. You'll have to look at it one day, but it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, I'd love to check it out.
We've gone on for 50 minutes now. It's not too bad.
No, honestly, I was a little worried about what we were going to be able to talk about to stretch out. You know, I know we talked about maybe doing it for 40 minutes, but, you know, we've made it work.
I agree. I mean, it wasn't too bad for our first time. I know some people at the beginning were kind of giving us some crap about it, but
right.
Hey, for our first time, you know, we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to be like what Dad does, but
I mean, I've never done anything in radio or in podcast. You know, I'm totally new to this. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm on the show every once in a while, but I mean, nothing like this. Nothing where you got to run the board and do it all yourself.
Yeah,
is completely different than, you know, just talking for a couple seconds here and there. But
right,
I mean, going on almost 51 minutes now. I think we've done a good job. I mean, we're not going to be perfect, and I wasn't expecting to be perfect, but it's just something to have fun with, something to talk a little hockey with, something that we both are interested in.
Definitely.
I don't know. You want to keep going, or you want to wrap it up?
I mean, it's up to you. I can keep going, or, you know, we can call it quits for the first episode and pick back up maybe in a week or so.
Now, how long? You said you had to get out of here by a certain time, correct?
Yeah, I don't know what time it is.
It's only 3:45.
Yeah, I just got to be out of here probably by 4. So if you want to go for maybe a few more minutes. Or we can wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, we can wrap it up if you want.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Okay. All right, everybody. Well, have a good night. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Catch you later. Peace.